Grand challenges like the COVID-19 pandemic are often characterized by societal paradoxes. In a societal paradox, socially significant objectives are both interdependent and contradictory. If we look at the pandemic, public health may initially have been a primary objective, but the economy very quickly started falling apart. When social objectives compete, businesses are forced to make tough choices. How does the public make moral sense of responsible business behavior in a societal paradox? To answer this question, I conducted a qualitative survey of the American public at the start of the pandemic, right when businesses started to close. Participants were asked open-ended questions about what they considered to be responsible and irresponsible business behavior. From the data, I developed a typology matrix called the 4R model of moral sense-making of competing social problems. On the y-axis, we have the extent to which people use prioritizing. People can either create a hierarchy in which competing social problems are ranked in order of importance, or people can view the problems in parity. In other words, the social issues are of equal importance. The x-axis reflects the extent to which people may experience psychological discomfort in making these moral judgments. The first mode is ranking, which happens when people prioritize one social issue over another without further reflection or guilt. In other words, sacrifices must be made. Rectify still involves creating a hierarchy, but people aren't comfortable with the harm that prioritizing one social issue over another creates. Here, participants search for ways to reduce this harm. For example, they might say that businesses should shut down, but a responsible business helps laid off workers to file for unemployment benefits. It doesn't make things right, but it helps make things less worse. With reconcile, the social issues aren't seen as competing. For example, businesses that shifted to producing masks or ventilators were seen as responsible because they were able to help the fight against the virus as a way to stay profitable. Of course, while the public appreciates this, for businesses, it's easier said than done. The final mode is resign, which is characterized by significant psychological discomfort. All of the problems are important, but there is no way to reconcile them. You can see how this creates dissonance. The typology leads to a series of testable propositions for further research on how these different modes may impact a business's CSR reputation. It also provides insights for CSR decision makers trying to navigate societal paradoxes in which the right thing to do may also be the wrong thing.